Yo, Gonwell Audio Backstage. It's Mr. Licorice Returns, and after some rather painstaking efforts trying to figure out how to make this
So
recording
much pain.
work, because I'm a dummy and I keep forgetting my headphones at work because I'm absent-minded, and all that good stuff. But so I meant to do this for like pretty much since I got back, but I had it in reserves, and then I kind of got a quick little want from Silly Cute, and I thought, oh, this would be fucking cool. This would be really cool. I did a thing with Cookie. I had a lot of fun. So here we are, and we're gonna answer these ridiculously, absurdly hypothetical questions.
Extremely.
Extremely hypothetical questions. So
And
no.
then learn things about ourselves and consider going to therapy.
I mean, I think I was already there, but
Okay, well, if you want to compete, you win this time. But you're going to learn some stuff about me, I'm telling you right now, and you're going to be shook.
Shook with the spaces in between, because I'm
Yes.
up to date with memes.
R. Or maybe you're going to be Baba Shook.
Oh gosh,
Yeah, I brought that up again.
that was a good movie though. But all right, so this first one here, number one. Would you rather get caught fapping by the Pope or your mailman, and why?
I am so excited for your answer.
So I'm like kind of trying to remember, because I did this questionnaire before, it with Mako and another user. I don't know. Yeah, but so my thing was the Pope, and it's to me I would do that, because it's not like you just hang out with the Pope on the regular. Like, if the Pope catches you
Right.
fapping, it's probably a one-time deal, but your
Yeah.
mailman's gonna keep coming back to your house. So then you gotta
Every
keep
day.
yeah so he's gonna see you at one point, and it's just gonna be really awkward, like, oh no, you caught me fapping.
Yes.
So the Pope, as sacrilegious as that would feel though,
It's called confessional for a reason, and it's there for you to feel better
I mean,
about all these dirty things.
but how effective is it, like, when you're confessing, like if you walk into a confessional booth and it's like, oh, tell me what's on your mind, my child. Well, you saw me fapping and I kind of want to talk about it.
Yeah, but then he can't tell anyone else. It's Pope and. Would you be considered a patron? Pope and fapper confidentiality. That's a thing, right?
You know, I gotta check out some Catholic things, I guess. If I have any Catholics listening to my audio right now, you want to help me out on this Pope Fapper confidentiality agreement?
We need to know.
Because I don't know shit about none of that.
Tell us, my child,
Oh God.
for we are about to sin.
Oh boy. But before we get down that theological rabbit hole, do you concur? Would you rather the Pope, or would you rather your mailman?
Okay, so follow me on this. I'm going to say the mailman, and let me tell you why.
Is your mailman
What?
extremely hot?
See, that's what I'm saying. What if I have a mailman that is super, super attractive and hot and sexy, and I need him to deliver me the mail, if you know what I'm saying. And I honestly would not be that upset if if he caught me, because then he knows that I am down
for things. It's like that archetypal, you know, porn scenario where it's like,
absolutely.
Oh no, you caught me fapping. Now you know I want to have sex. It's like, oh well, I also want to do that. It's obvious. That's how this works.
Yeah, absolutely. It's perfect. It's honestly perfect.
I didn't think of that, honestly, but
I know it's a thing that apparently I have put a lot of thought into, and I didn't realize
at on those long nights when you're alone with your thoughts, thinking about what would happen if my mailman caught me fapping.
and then I realized, no, I don't want the Pope to catch me. I want the mailman to catch me.
I mean, I guess it might depend on the current Pope. Like, I don't know, if the Pope wasn't some super old guy, I guess it'd be better. Like, I don't know.
He's on Twitter. Did you know that?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
I follow him on Twitter.
Oh.
I know. He's a cool guy. Honestly, I think he would get it. I think he would be like, "Oh, hey, that's cool. I'm gonna go now."
I understand this is a thing that people do, and I'm not going to get on your case.
You are absolved, my child.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're kind of way past this shit at this point.
JK, it's cool. See you later.
I might have to save face when I get back to the Vatican by saying I disagreed with it, but between you and me, it's okay. Cool.
We're cool, bro.
Good guy, Pope.
Yeah.
Keep shit personal.
It's a thing.
But like I said, I don't know shit about Catholicism, so any help I can get from you guys, feel free. So number two, would you rather have an uncomfortably loose or an uncomfortably tight vagina? And for males, would you rather have an uncomfortably huge or an uncomfortably small penis? Explain your choice. I would rather go with the small penis because that's like, I've talked to somebody who supposedly has like an incredibly large penis, and his recount of it sounds like it really, really fucking sucks. Like, it's really it's really uncomfortable in your clothing. Like, if you wear anything remotely tight, like, it's obvious. And a lot of chicks are not about large dicks, and they're sometimes outright intimidated, and then you just don't get laid. Like, they're just like, nah, I ain't doing that. Or else they give it a shot and realize, oh, this was a bad idea. I might have to just not do this.
Oh my gosh, yeah, though. That, no. I honestly am a little bit terrified of that myself.
Also, large dicks just, like, even like, when I've, like, watched porn and I look at a large dick that I'm not really, like, paying that much attention to, but when I see that, I'm like, that just looks really out of place, like, like, did you graft that on? Did you remove your original penis and graft on a larger penis?
Right, yeah.
It doesn't look real to me.
It's completely possible. It could be considered like a weapon of mass destruction, couldn't it?
A weapon of mass sex-struction.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
I actually stole that from an audio I listened to recently that I thought was funny.
It is funny. It's brilliant. It should be like everywhere.
It is now. Well, I guess it's here.
it's going to be everywhere. Just wait.
Dope.
It's only in the beginning.
But uncomfortably small, which is more like tolerable. I can actually do stuff with it, and I can still do it with other people without them being like, that sucks. How about you, though? You want to have an uncomfortably tight or un I don't even know how that works. Uncomfortably loose. What does that even mean? I don't know.
I think now I have a I can't even say it. I have an uncomfortably tight vagina now because I am a virgin. So I think, and I have not had multiple fists and other things up in there. And I can say right now that I think I would like a loose vagina right about now. I don't know what constitutes an uncomfortably loose one because I don't want things to fall out of it. You know what I mean?
I guess that's what that means. Like you try to put something in there and there's just
Right.
like it's not tight enough to hold on to anything, so it's I guess it's the whole thing, you're like throwing a hot dog down a hallway or whatever.
Yeah, it's no. I don't want a hot dog down a hallway situation. I feel like that would be a really sad time.
Yeah.
And but I feel like with an uncomfortably tight vagina, it's not really enjoyable because you can't really do a lot with it, you know? And like, if you don't spend the proper amount of time preparing, you know, and all the things that go along with it, things are not pleasant. So, yeah.
I would think, at least with like a tight vagina, you could probably kind of mediate that with like a bit of extra lube. But with like,
Yeah.
if you were super loose though, you'd have to stick like a whole fist in your
Yes.
vagina to get like minimum good.
Yes.
And if you're someone who's just not about that, you're gonna feel really weird. Like my whole fist is in my vagina now, and
I know.
I had to actually give myself a fucking like fighting game move in order to do anything.
Yes. Okay, you know what? I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to keep my uncomfortably tight vagina.
So you don't have to put a fist.
I don't want to fist in there. I don't want to be like casually hanging out and someone's like, "Oh, hey, what's up?" And I don't want to answer, "Oh, you know, nothing. Just putting a fist in my vagina. No big deal, you know." I mean, not that you would actually do that, but you know.
You don't even want the possibility. Just
No. Oh
avoid
my
it
gosh, no.
entirely.
Ew, no, wait, I can't do that.
Nope, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
No. Okay, good. I am so glad for your support on this.
Yeah.
I really am.
You're gonna need it in a minute because this is probably one of the more ridic questions. Number
Oh
three,
wow. Please hold
scenario.
my hand.
Say, well, oh, here's my digital handhold.
Okay, thank you.
So
Thank you.
you are being vaginally or anally examined, and you have a choice of doctors. You need to put them in order of best to worst and explain why. So your choices are a doctor in clown makeup, your high school crush, a drunk doctor, and a blind doctor with three med students who all have to take a look slash feel.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess you can't, I guess I have to assume that like I can't wear a blindfold when the doctor with the clown makeup is working on me. That's
Yeah.
gotta just I just gotta look. So number one is probably, I mean, I guess my high school crush must be like at least like somewhat good. I'm gonna go with high school
Right.
crush,
Okay.
because And then second, I'm going with the drunk doctor, because I mean, he's drunk. I wouldn't want a drunk doctor working on me, but I mean, I'd rather have someone coherent at least giving it the old like high school try than like a drunk
Yeah.
doctor that's just like, all right, I'm
Good.
looking, I'm gonna find your prostate real quick. Give me a second.
Yeah, really.
And then the blind doctor with the three med students, because I mean, at least, you know, at least there's these guys kind of know what they're doing, and they can kind of guide the guy, and he's still a normal ass doctor. And then
Yes.
doctor with clown makeup, because it's hard enough having someone put a finger in my ass that I'm not having sex with already, and it's gonna be worse
Right.
if they have clown makeup. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure I could ever go through with that unless my life was literally dependent on it.
Yeah,
Like,
really. Oh.
okay, if you paid me like $1 million,
Yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, I don't even. That's not even enough. No.
No, I mean, a cool million might do it, but.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh.
How about you?
Oh my
What's your first to
gosh.
lay? What's your first good to last bad?
Okay, first. Okay, I'm going to explain my first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a blind doctor and three med students because I have already been through having med students around me and in a hospital situation. So that's not really that big of a deal to me. The blind doctor thing, I'm not a huge fan of, but I have to say that's my number one. That's my number one.
Okie dokie.
I am terrified of clowns. So I don't really want to look down and see a clown between my legs because that's not really my thing.
That, I mean, for someone who's afraid of clowns, that literally sounds like the worst possible thing that could ever happen to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, literally
Like,
ever.
exactly. Like, I already have my uncomfortably tight vagina. How do you think it's gonna go when you are a clown between my legs and I'm already uncomfortably tight.
I feel like in that situation, like your vagina would literally just crush the bones in his finger.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
As
Like,
like
there's
a
no way.
as
No.
like a survival reflex, like
Yes, I will crush you. I will crush you with my vaginal muscles. Crush.
I'm not You know, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
It's not really sexy to say. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
no, like I'm it wasn't it it, it didn't I don't know. Like I might have to just put that one away in the vault and mull on that one for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So, okay. I'll go over here. Okay.
So
Okay.
blind
I jumped
doctor,
around there.
so blind doctor
Yes.
first.
Yes. And I'm going to go ahead and put the clown makeup doctor at the very end. And I'm going to go with, okay, blind doctor and med students, then the drunk doctor. And then I am going to go with the high school crush as third.
Why would your high school crush go third?
Okay, so I had a lot of high school crushes because I am an equal opportunity liker, and I'm choosing to say equal opportunity instead of other things. I am the one that I liked for, like. I say that word too much. The one that I had a crush on for the most of high school is he's okay. He's not the best. And high school me definitely needed some improvement in the liking department. So, I mean, he's just, I don't know. I would really rather have a drunk doctor trying to give me a pelvic exam than my high school crush, because I feel like it would go a lot better for the drunk doctor. Actually, I feel like it would go better for the clown than my crush. So that's saying things, a lot of things. I don't know exactly what it's saying because I'm rambling at this point, but it says stuff.
I just hilariously, when you started talking about, like, I had a bunch of crushes, my thought was that you were gonna be like, does that mean that every crush I ever had is, like, in this room with me? Like, examining me? Like, this has become, like, a fucking medical gangbang, and it's just really bad.
We can't even have that happen. No, oh my gosh. There's not enough space that could fit all of them in that room.
You know?
No.
For anybody out there that's listening and you'd like to try making an audio around this idea, go for it.
Please do.
I like the idea. It sounds terrible in real life, but I like the idea in an audio.
It's definitely something that you can work with. There's a lot of creativity available there.
You could just call it medical malpractice. That would be short, yeah. Short and sweet and to the point.
Yeah, I like it.
Now that's a different way of me thinking about this question. I hadn't even thought of it that way when I first went through this thing. Like, I was like, does that count all my high school crushes? There was a good couple of them.
There were a few.
I don't know how they would all react being in the same room trying to put things in my butt.
Yeah. I don't think that would... Never mind. We won't get into that.
Nah.
We can start rambling again.
About medical exams.
Basically.
Oh, God.
Being too well.
But, alright, so number four. If you woke up next to a really unattractive person after a night of drinking, would you rather remember what happens or have no memory? Explain why. And, the first time I did this question, like, I learned a bit about the scenario, and I would say that I would want to remember what happened. And for one, I mean, if they're an unattractive person, I mean, come on, you can just put a bag over their head. I mean, that's not rocket science. You can just put a bag over their head and lie and say, that's my fetish. I just love looking at bags while I have sex. It's really
good.
Absolutely. And they'll just be like, oh, he's drunk. He's just whatever. I'll humor him. So there you go.
Right.
You can just put a bag over their head. It's not a big deal. Like, having sex is having sex. As long as they're not, you know, crawling with gonocephalopods, like, you're pretty much good.
That sounds really intense.
It's bad. It's the worst.
I feel like it really is, because I don't even know if I can pronounce that.
It's like the dark version of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Let's be honest. It's like the Lord Voldemort of STDs.
You're not even supposed to speak its name. It just causes bad shit.
Because you can't, for the most part, you just really can't.
But on the other side of things, though, other than the fact that the sex might still be pretty good, regardless of their attractiveness, what if that person tried to rob you or some bullshit? Like, what if they were going for your wallet? Or, you know, what if they were trying to assassinate you? Like, or, you know, some other shit. You would want to remember all of that. Or if they successfully stole from you, you would at least remember who they were so you could show up at the doorstep and be like, oh yeah, you thought I was going to black out, huh? I saw you steal my wallet, you cunt. You better get this hammer.
Yes.
But, yeah, so just in case anybody tries any funny shit, I would want to remember what happened. And that is my answer.
Oh no, does this mean I have to now? I don't even know, honestly. I need to stop thinking. You know what? I'm going to go with remember what happened, because then I will know to not sleep with that person again or drink near them, so I don't end up in bed with them again.
That's a very simple thing that I kind of overlooked. Huh.
Well, I like your answer because it's elaborate and there's a lot going on there. Mine's just like, I don't want that again.
Well, I mean, no, but that's very simple, and actually, I'm surprised I looked over that. It's a very simple, easy thing. It's like, because I've done that thing in real life where it's like, okay, I can't party with this person because I might end up doing things with this person and I don't want to do things with this person.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Ugh. Yeah, I've been there. I had actually done sexual stuff with somebody at a party after drinking a lot, and then thought to myself, the next time I was at a party with this person, I'm like, all right, gonna refrain, and I still failed somehow. I mean, not that the person was bad. The person wasn't bad or ugly. It's just that, like, I didn't want to make things weird.
Right.
Kind of deal. Like, I was like, this is going to make things weird.
That's why they call it getting some strange.
Huh.
Yep.
That's where that comes from. Huh. I think it's such a weird term. I don't like that term. It makes like having sex sound like you're out in a seaweed pool or something gross. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean. It makes sense. It, like, sounds like you're putting the other person down.
I mean, it makes sex in general in that circumstance sound like something grody. Strange. Like I'm jumping into a vat of mayo or something like that. Like, some weird shit. Like, I'm about to go do some strange shit.
Yeah, or it makes it sound like you're about to go be with the thing that was on Stranger Things.
I mean, first of all, I don't think I'm going to be alive after that.
No.
Because that thing was
throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that thing was gross. That thing was awful.
It really was. It changed my life.
Thanks for reminding me, because I need to keep watch for the second season. That's,
oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
That's like literally a couple days from now, isn't it? Or like next week?
I need it to be tomorrow, honestly. Or even tonight.
Oh man, I don't have Netflix. I gotta go to my neighbor's.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, before I get too caught up in talking about that, because I could talk about Stranger Things for an hour.
It's okay, we will later, don't worry.
Cool. That's worth it. We'll save it for then. So number five, if you had to jump into a pool full of one bodily fluid, what would you pick? In this scenario, there is no chance of catching a disease from the bodily fluid. Why would you pick it, and what do you think the experience would be like? And I gotta go with, and it's, you wouldn't expect it at first, and I wouldn't have thought about this either. But the bodily fluid I pick is breast milk.
Okay. I see what you're putting down.
It actually, of all the things that you could have in that fucking pool, breast milk actually might taste nice.
I can see it, yeah.
It also could, you know, be good for you as long as you're not, you know, drinking your weight in it.
Right.
It doesn't have a weird texture. Yes. I mean, I don't know. I've never swam in breast milk. I've never swam in breast milk. By the way, other audio idea, but yes, I've never swam in breast milk. I don't really know. I mean, it seems like it's lighter than like normal milk.
Right, yeah.
I have drank breast milk, but yeah, we don't need to fully go into that story. It was awesome, but we'll.
I'm gonna tell you right now, you need to tell me that story later.
Yeah, I absolutely will. Nobody PM me asking about that story.
Or me. I'm just
Unless
telling.
you also want to share stories, in which case it's a fair trade.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
It's fair. Fair is fair. But yeah,
It is.
bodily fluid I'd pick is breast milk. The thing I chose before was spit, because I thought spit would be easiest because it doesn't really have, I didn't expect it to have like a taste or anything like
Right.
that, and it was probably really super watery.
Yeah,
So I
yeah.
was like, that's probably not too bad,
Yeah.
but breast milk. So yeah, if there was a pool full of a bodily fluid, which one would you pick?
Tears are a bodily fluid, aren't they?
Yeah, I would consider any liquid that is produced
Yeah.
naturally by your body counts. So spit, tears, and all other manners of excrement.
I choose tears. And honestly, I think it would be just like swimming in a pool.
Wait, say what now?
I feel like it would just be like swimming in a pool, you know? Like, not, well, tears are salty,
I mean,
so.
it's still better than normal pool water, which is fucking chlorinated.
Yeah, but you would float in the tears because there's it's salt water basically.
Yeah, I
So,
mean, that's true. I mean, I
yeah.
don't know how salty tears tend to be.
I think they're pretty salty, because like, but it's not like a super salty taste.
Yeah.
It's listen to me. I'm talking like I am a tear tasting connoisseur.
Like, I'm just like, do you just go like to your neighbor's doors, like just taking like donations? Like, I'm doing a scientific experiment on the salinity of
Yeah.
tears. Could you please remember your most terrible childhood memory and cry into this cup for me real fast?
Exactly. Or go watch that ASPCA commercial, In the Arms of the Angels.
Oh
It
no,
yeah,
no.
exactly.
Oh no, my life. Oh.
I know it. Oh my gosh, no. I can't. I just can't right now. Are you
Yeah.
alive?
Get your brain together. So
Okay.
yeah, tears and floating and
Tears and floating. Wouldn't it be like, never mind. I was about to go back into Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's just that part. It's funny. It just comes back around. There's that part in Stranger
It
Things
does.
where they had the perfectly saltwater solution where you can just float or whatever.
Yup. Yeah, I like it.
I wonder if the rest of these questions will just inevitably come back around to Stranger Things also.
I am ready for it. I'm prepared.
All right, I like that. Well, this one definitely won't, 100%. Number six. What two celebrities would you want to see in a pegging porno, and why? And you know, my first answer for this question was Keira Knightley pegging Johnny Depp, and like. It works so damn well because it's like these are people you have already seen in a movie together, so you can like draw whatever like associations you want. But I'm pretty sure if I recall correctly, I'm pretty sure Johnny Depp did go on the record to say he was bisexual at one point. I don't know about Keira Knightley, but like, I mean, if I'm gonna pick somebody to peg somebody,
Yeah.
I'd rather them have like an Australian or a British accent because that's my
Right.
jam. That's my fucking slam bam whamma jam. need it in my life. But I think that'd be pretty hot. And, you know, I don't know if I could, I guess, like, my alternative answer would be, like, damn it, why is, Aubrey Plaza.
Right.
Banging, like, I don't know, God dang it. The other guy from, Parks and Rec, who played Andy. Why is he not coming to my brain?
Chris Pratt.
There you go. That's the man. Aubrey Plaza pegging Chris Pratt would be kind of like hot and funny,
because
she's so like, she's got that flat like attitude that's like,
right.
It's consistent across like everything she's ever been in, but it's never not funny. Like it always works.
Yeah, it'd be kind of.
So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with Aubrey Plaza banging Chris Pratt.
Good choices.
How about you? What's a female celebrity would have a strap-on banging a male celebrity in your movie?
Okay, so I'm going to go with my favorite, one of my favorite actresses, and go with Anna Faris. And I will pick, oh my gosh. Dang it, this is hard. This is a really hard question. Oh man, I don't even know.
I mean,
this is so difficult.
I mean, you could always think about an actor she's been in a movie with already. I mean, they've probably already got the chemistry.
Yeah, she was in Just Friends, which is one of my favorite movies. She was in The House Bunny, but I don't really remember the actor that was in The House Bunny. You know what? Ryan Reynolds is really funny, so I'm going to go with Anna Faris and Ryan Reynolds.
You know what? I mean, that's a good choice for The Receiver just because of, like, the Deadpool movie. I don't know if you caught that movie or not.
I didn't.
Okay, so in that movie, like, spoiler alert, like, there's a part where, and Ryan Reynolds is obviously playing Deadpool, and, he falls in love with this fucking prostitute, and, like, they end up having this, like, really seriously, like, great relationship, and, like, it's doing this montage of them having, like, all this kinky sex, and at one point she pegs him.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no.
I need to catch this movie.
It's funny. It's pretty funny. So he would fit that role well. He's already kind of done that in a movie, or at least, you know, implied did that in a movie.
Right. Yeah, it works.
There
That's
you
what
go.
Matters.
Exactly. Yeah, it's good shit. Wow, I can't believe how, like, relatively quick we've managed to blaze through these questions.
I know, it's amazing.
How, I don't even, let me check how long we got. Wow, not even 40 minutes? What? That's crazy.
It is.
This shit normally takes, like, 2 hours.
I'm starting to not answer things elaborately. I'm gonna fix that, don't worry.
Well, I mean, normally, it's like you could fucking go on for ages.
Yeah,
on these
you're right.
On these things. Although, I guess it's refreshing to not have another 3 hour long.
Yeah, and I can definitely agree with that.
Ain't nobody got time for 3 hour audios.
No.
But, in the spirit of moving on, though, this one might, or... Yeah, some of these will get us going. So number 7, the classic, fuck, marry, kill, a merperson, a centaur, and a troll who can cook and has a really nice body. Explain your choice. I have like a fundamental problem with this question because like.
Okay.
There's like a very particular thing associated with trolls. So it's like I mean, even if, like, a troll, even a troll can't be attractive. Like having a nice body, like, kind of implies that there's fitness and, like, the skin looks good and stuff like that. So it's like, I guess they're just not a super ugly troll and they can cook. But if I have to pick.
Who cares, though?
Say what now?
What troll possibly cares about that stuff, though?
I mean, a troll would probably know how to cook people. Over an open flame. And I'm not about that life.
No.
All right, so this is a pretty good picks for me. So I would fuck the merperson. I think there's actually some like lore that like fucking a mermaid is good luck or some shit. So if that's the case, I get good luck. Granted, I don't know what it's like to fuck a, like, is there a hole on that tail majigger that I put it in? Or does she just give me a boob job and then I just spray my semen on her eggs like in the ocean?
Ooh, that's possible.
Like, cause that's how fish do things. They just kind of they just spray their jizz all out in the water and it just kind of just swims around the eggs like, I'm going to fertilize this and make a living being.
You've really got a lot more knowledge about this than I do.
I mean, I picked up little bits of knowledge. Just wait till you find out what I know about spiders. I'm not even going to go there, but used to be obsessed with them. So I would fuck the mermaid in any case, regardless of anatomical questions.
Okay.
I would marry the centaur.
Okay.
Because, for one, nobody can fuck with you if you're married to a centaur. Like, somebody tries to start shit with you, and your centaur husband literally just crushes them and stomps on them, and they're gone.
Yes.
It's not a problem anymore.
I love that.
Like, that's
a good answer.
It's basically a built-in bodyguard. Centaur is also at least the most like a normal person. And I mean, assuming I have to marry a male centaur, I'd rather suck horse cock and be married to that than the troll who I really am not sure what his motivations are. At least the centaur is good stability. I can be pretty safe with that. And I don't have to go in the water either. So I'd marry the centaur, and I would kill the troll. I mean, no offense. Maybe the troll's a nice guy. Maybe the troll has a 401k. I mean, maybe he might have like stock, and he's got property that he rents out, and he's a really responsible adult. But life is risk reward. I can't afford to fuck around with a troll, man. I don't know what he wants. I don't know what he's got. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not even. Oh my gosh, I can't even touch that. You really, really like went the extra 10 miles.
I always do.
About that.
I always do.
Wow.
But at least you got some new ideas for what you want to do.
You like changed my life with that though.
Oh man, yeah. That's
you changed my answers.
That's
my
the
life.
Goal. That's how I want to change the world, by talking about having sex with centaurs and mermaids. That's how I want to leave my mark.
Eventually, it's going to be a real daily thing that we're going to have to think of.
Like, in the future, I guess, like, the world floods and there are mermaids, and this is the kind of decision.
Everywhere.
Is the kind of decision you're going to have to make in the future, is like, are you going to fuck. Are you gonna fuck, marry, or kill mermaids?
Yep, it's a thing. It's a thing. I'm just waiting for it.
But
man.
On that note, what about you? Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay. Bear with me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna marry the troll. I'm gonna marry the troll. Because I believe that the troll really cares about me and wants to show their love for me by cooking for me. Not cooking me, but cooking for me. I'm not really eating into other... Oh my gosh, I can't even talk right now. I'm not into eating other people, but I think that me and the troll could, like, work through things in marriage counseling.
Like, just...
And I could, yeah, I could explain that I don't want to eat people and that I want him to respect that. And he'll ask me to, like, leave the trash in the house for him because he likes the way it smells. And I'll learn to use nose plugs because we want to make each other happy, you know?
I'm just imagining you going into the office like, so can you explain some of the problems that you're having with your husband? Well, he's actually like, I can't call it cannibalism because he's not human, but he eats my species, and that's just kind of bugging me. Like, it really goes against my core values, you know? Like,
core values, that's what it is. So I feel like we could make sacrifices for each other and really just find a deeper love in marriage counseling. And let's not forget that if eventually it doesn't work out, I can divorce the troll. People are gonna hate me. They're gonna hate me. I'm going to kill the mer person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor Ariel. Poor Kay.
I know. I know, I'm so horrible. And I am going to have hot horsey sex with the centaur. Yeah. It's gonna be hot.
I mean, I bet it would be, but like, if that centaur is your first, like,
that little uncomfortably tight vagina thing is gonna be a problem.
Because I mean, that horse could, like, a horse could wear, I mean, I don't know how, I don't know what, like, you're looking like in terms of height and all that, but like,
the
a
horse
damn,
will break me.
I feel like it could wear you. Like,
oh my gosh,
as like a sleeve,
a penis cozy,
like, and it could just walk around with like, with,
oh my gosh,
with silly cute brand fucking penis sleeve.
Oh, I feel like that would hurt.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
No,
that's my fault. I've brought this on myself.
You sort of did.
I'm sorry.
Either.
I'm sorry for everyone out there who had to think about that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so...
Actually, you know what? No, actually, let me take that back. That's another audio idea. Go ahead and work on it.
Oh my gosh. So let's recap this. I'm going to marry the troll, go through marriage counseling with it, and maybe possibly divorce it later on. And I'm going to kill the mer person. And I'm going to die after having hot horsey sex with the centaur.
I mean, I guess if the centaur can be convinced to, like, chill out and just do, like, outer course and stuff like that, that'd probably be... okay.
Yeah, I suppose, but I mean, that uncomfortably tight vagina is not going to be a problem after that. It's going to be a hallway.
Like, you will actually go from
triple,
uncomfortably tight to uncomfortably loose.
Really, really, and it's Oh my gosh, I can't even. No. It's gonna be terrifying.
Yeah, you couldn't, and if you divorce the centaur, like, or like after you get with the centaur, like,
Yeah.
you couldn't be with people anymore. It's just like,
Yeah, you're right.
you're
And I couldn't
wrecked.
hide it from the troll.
You're wrecked goods at that point. Like,
Basically,
I mean,
yeah.
is that another thing the troll had to bring up at marriage counseling? Like, I'm just kind of concerned because
It
my wife willingly had sex with a centaur, and it's just really bugging me, and she's just so uncomfortably loose.
Yeah, totally. Or it could be, I'm really concerned that my wife is lying to me because she told me that she didn't cheat on me, but I'm really feeling like she did. Because this is not right. Nothing.
Her vagina was considerably tighter by a wide magnitude, and now it's not.
Yes,
I'm
like,
starting to think that I'm starting to think our centaur neighbor Eduardo is responsible for this.
yes, I'm starting to wonder what those gallops, I hear it like 3 in the morning are about. And now I think I know.
And it hurts. I'm hurt.
And so is my wife because she has a hallway for a vagina.
Just love how casual that is.
Exactly.
Oh gosh. All right. This one will probably have the most thinking for the most part. This one is fun. Number eight.
Okay.
Would you rather be stuck on an island with a person that has knowledge of the wilderness but won't fuck you, or an attractive person who is useless for survival but is open to fucking? Additional point, you can't fap on the island because of magic or some other shit. Explain your choice. All right, so there's ways of dodging around these rules.
Okay.
Now, if you do so, you're gonna get into some gray territory here, but it doesn't say that you can't force anybody on the island to have sex with you.
Oh my
Not
gosh.
that I'm condoning, not that I'm condoning forcing people to have sex with you. I'm just saying the magic
Oh my
doesn't
gosh.
prevent you from forcing anyone to have sex with you. So,
You have a point.
I would still pick the person who has knowledge of the wilderness, 'cause I mean, as good as sex is, I'd rather possibly live long enough to get back to civilization so I can just have sex with someone who looks good without having to worry about whether or not I'm gonna have enough food and shelter to last through a rainstorm.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it comes down to it, I could just take what I want. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't do that in real life, but if I'm
Yeah.
stranded on an island for months on end, I don't know what's gonna happen to my brain. I might be like, there's nobody out here to do anything about it. Who's gonna stop me? Like, who
Yeah.
what a police officer is coming by on his jet ski, like, excuse me, mister, hanging out on this random deserted island. You need to stop doing all that raping on this random
Like a
island that I happen to be at.
Baywatch situation.
Like,
Total Baywatch.
oh, I'm sorry, officer. I absolutely shouldn't have been doing this. I should have been.
I just can't control myself.
I should have been picking plantains and whatever else is on this island so I can survive. I'm sorry. I
I
won't do it
should
again.
have hooked up with that mer person.
Yeah, I sh oh, yeah, exactly. Why didn't I just hook up with the mer person to begin with? This is why I'm on the
Exactly.
island.
Yes.
That's my bad. Yeah, so I'd rather be stuck with someone who has knowledge of the wilderness.
Yeah. I'm gonna agree with you. My reasoning behind it is because me and this person would eventually develop some kind of camaraderie, and maybe it would inspire that person to want to be with me. You know, like a Disney movie kind of situation, only it's like X-rated.
On a deserted island. It's like Survivor and Disney had a baby.
Exactly. And then, like, we have this moment while it's raining, and we're in the little hut that this very attractive knowledge... Wait, is this the attractive one?
Well, it's actually
unattractive.
It doesn't say that they're unattractive. It just says that they're knowledgeable, but they won't fuck you.
Okay, so this person that is has a 50% chance of being attractive, and we're in the hut, and it's made with banana leaves and banana tree leaves, and we're like looking at each other, and he's realizing that I'm really stupid and I have no clue what I'm doing, but I appreciate everything that he's done for me on this island. And I want to give myself to him to thank him.
You know, while you were describing that situation, another thing I remember is that the question says they won't fuck you, but does that mean just intercourse? Because, I mean, like, if the other person is okay with just occasionally giving me a friendly bro job, I mean...
Yeah.
That's doable.
It is.
Like, all right.
It's so, yeah, I like it. I like it. Brilliant.
All right, man, we could be jack-off buddies. It's fine. We'll make this work.
things and magic are happening on this island.
But the shit doesn't leave the island when we eventually get back to land.
No, it does not.
Only, much like any other movie, we get back to land and it's like, we don't talk about this. And then it's like Brokeback Mountain where we meet up in secret and...
Yeah.
All this other stuff.
Totally. I like it. It's a good answer.
Well, I mean, I like your movie scenario. It just sounded a lot, it sounded cooler. I like the way you set your answers up like that.
There's some romance.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
All right, so we've got number 9 now. You have the power to spank any historical figure for as long as you want. Who do you spank, why, and for how long?
Oh my gosh.
So my original answer was that I was just going to spank Hitler until he was dead. And then I would stop. And then I would stop World War II from happening. And save Europe.
Yeah.
And save Europe. But you know what? That's the less fun answer. That's the practical. That's the practical licorice answer.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. But I'd rather spank a historical figure that I think would be fun. Like. I think I'd like to,
right.
I don't know, spank, I had a name in my brain, it's gone, I don't know, I'd like to spank, like, some big shot scientists, probably, like, I don't know.
Einstein.
I mean, that'd be pretty dope. Like, you go and get the theoretical... You can go get the theory of relativity of this hand print on your ass. I mean, I'd probably be famous as fuck, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll go with Einstein, you know, which is another figure that was around that area. That'd be pretty dope. So how about you? If you had the power to spank any historical figure for as long as you wanted, who would you spank and for how long?
Okay, oh my gosh, are you ready for this answer?
I'm absolutely, yes, I am.
Okay, so my answer is Alfred Kinsey, because
Really?
it would be fascinating to know what he thinks about my spanking. And I would probably spank him for like 15 minutes, because that would be maybe 10 minutes, because that would be long enough for him to make an analysis. And then I could pick his brain. That'd be cool.
I didn't think about sex researchers.
Because I wrote two papers about sex addiction. Like, my whole senior project was around sex addiction. It would be fascinating to talk to Alfred Kinsey.
That's quite a thing to write a paper on.
I just want to mention again that I am a virgin and I'm single and I have too much time on my hands.
It sounds like you've used your time wisely.
You could say that. Wink,
Yeah.
wink.
Ooh, buddy.
Get it. Sorry.
Oh gosh. So number 10. If you could have
Okay.
sex in zero gravity, what position would you do it in and why? And there was such a long bit of time the first time I did this questionnaire like trying to figure out like what positions are actually like possible in zero gravity, like 'cause there's like nothing to hold on to. There's like no friction.
Right.
There's
Yeah.
like, I mean, I think I'm gonna stick with my original answer, and say 69,
Okay.
because you can at least kind of like wrap your legs around their shoulders
Right.
and stuff like that, and like it's not a matter of like having to push against air. It's just like, you know, the contact between your mouth and their naughty bits, and there is nothing else to that. And if you want to, you could even kind of like, you know, push your hips a little bit to give a little extra oomph if you want. So,
That's a
yeah,
good answer.
yeah, 69, that would work for me. And I've not really had really nearly enough of that in my life, so I would want to pick that just for the sake of having more of it in my life. That'd be great.
That's a good one. That's a twofer.
Yeah, it is.
Very, very smart.
And delicious.
Oh, yes.
But how about you?
Insert slow-mo wink here.
So I'm just imagining the sound effects.
I like it.
But so if you were in zero gravity, what position would you want to be in and why?
Okay, do you believe that I've already come up with an answer to this? Like, that I have come up with a thoughtful and legitimate answer to this. Are you
Like,
ready?
my question is, like, were you thinking about this like before we ever like conceived doing this questionnaire? Like, you were already thinking about having like zero gravity SpaceX? Like, what would you do?
Honestly, no, because I was too busy thinking about centaurs.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
And yeah, so anyway, and Stranger Things. I was so busy thinking of Stranger Things. Anyway, okay, so my answer to this would be that I would want to do doggy style because I would want there to be some type of like camera to capture my booty jiggling in slow-mo. Because the spanks and the friction and everything, it would be amazing. And then like watching my booty jiggle and all that, it would be amazing and really good for both of us, because it just would. And since I am a cutie with a booty, everyone benefits.
Houston, yeah. We have no problems.
Houston, we have booty.
I don't know if you've ever seen 2001 A Space Odyssey.
No, I have not.
Okay, so that's the original movie where, like, that whole dun 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 dun, you know, Blue Danube. That's where that shit got popular, like, in movies. I'm just imagining, like, this sex scene with that playing over it, and, like, every time the dun 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 plays, like, yeah, when he spanks and there's the jiggles and all that stuff. Like, like,
this, I would win an Oscar.
The setup is perfect. And yes, I think that's Oscar worthy right there. The first zero gravity sex scene on film like that.
And I need you to direct it.
I'm going to do a little bit more than directing. I'm not professional enough to keep it at that. It's just, you know, I just assume I don't have enough willpower. I mean, just like I assume I might not have enough willpower on that island, you know, like.
I respect that.
I mean, just being real. I want to also be able to tell people, like, yeah, you know, the zero gravity experience, that shit was pretty fucking sweet.
It's getting hot in here.
So turn the gravity back on.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah, shit. There it is. And pretty decent timing. You could actually listen to this probably on the way to work.
You're welcome.
So, I hope everybody who listened enjoyed. I hope you got some cool ideas. I did, in fact, straight up say you could turn some of these into audio ideas. Feel free.
Because we're considerate people.
Indeed. And, I like assisting. I like being an inspiration.
A supporter.
Hope no one was offended. Although, if you were, I'm not apologizing. But I hope you weren't.
Please don't be offended.
Yeah. I can't really do anything about that. It's been done now.
Words and the damage have been done.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not editing anything out, for the most part.
Nope.
And, if anybody else wants to do questionnaires with me and enjoy this kind of shit for about an hour, feel free to PM me. But, you know, with my busy schedule of being trapped on islands and having sex with mer people, I'll have to pencil you in. I'll have to pencil you in.
Penciled.
Yes.
I'm also available occasionally for questionnaires, and most of the time I'm coherent. Right now I'm really actually not, because I'm so tired. And I did not sleep last night. It was a problem.
Yeah, I need to get on that pretty soon. But yeah, thanks again for listening, everybody. And we are out.
Bye.